Shalom Aleichem. My name is Rabbi Adam Dubin. So I want to first start out that tonight our learning is for the Refuah Shleima of Zev Ben Leah. That's Dr. Zev Zelenko. He should certainly have Refuah Shleima. I'd also like to, on a personal note, wish a Refuah Shleima to one of my Rebbeim, my Rebbe Moshe David Ben Bela, who has been in and out of the hospital. Is actually currently in the ICU. And the Mitzvah Hashem, he should have a Refuah Shleima as well. This week's Parsha, as we know, is Parshas Bala Yischa, and it speaks about many things, but I want to focus it's in the sixth Aliyah. It is Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Hey. The Pasuk says, Zacharnu ez hadaga asher neichel of Mitzrayim chinam eis kishuim eis tichim ve'et chatzir ve'et betzalim ve'et hashumim. Right, so the Pasuk says that we remember the fish that we would eat in Mitzrayim for free, as well as the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks, the onions and the garlic. Now, right off the bat, this is a very strange pasuk, and I'm sure without really thinking so much about it, what jumps out is what do you mean, ate for free? So Rashi on the pasuk says, "Asher noichol b'Mitzrayim chinam." On the first Rashi in the pasuk, that we remember the fish that we would eat in Mitzrayim for free. So Rashi says, if what you say is that they meant the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians gave them fish for nothing, that is, without payment, then I ask, says Rashi, does it not also say that in Sefer Shmos, Perek Hei Pasuk Yudches, go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given to you? Now, if they did not give them straw for nothing, would they have given them fish for nothing? What then does the word chinam mean? It means free from, that is, without having be burdened with, so to speak, heavenly command. That's Rashi based on the Sifri. Then they complained that the Moshe made the supply of daily food dependent on their obedience to Kodesh Baruch Hu's commands. He had told them in Sefer Vayikra, in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Gimel, that if you walk in my ways, then I'll give you rain and food. And then again, it says in Sefer Zarim, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel through Yud Hey, Tezvav. If you will diligently listen to my mitzvahs, then you shall eat and be satisfied. What a contrast this is to Mitzrayim, where they obtain the food chinam, that's free of all obligations, of religious duties. It's true that in Mitzrayim they had to pay by labor and by cash for their food, but they were not burdened with mitzvahs. Now, however, no cash payment was demanded, other than payment, but other payment was required, and this was the observance of many mitzvahs. Again, that is the Sifri's basic comment. So, what does it mean to be free of mitzvahs? The Mizrahi, Sefer Mizrahi, says, in other words, that the Bnei Yisrael were obligated to observe the mitzvahs. Their sustenance was dependent on their observance. As the Torah says, as I mentioned just a moment ago in Sefer Dvarim, that if you listen to my mitzvahs that I'm giving you, then I'll grant you the rains and their seasons, etc. In Mitzrayim, however, they were fed regardless of whether or not they were religious, or they fulfilled the mitzvahs. Why did the people desire these specific foods? Rashi says, with regard to kishuim, the cucumbers, Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon, quoting Rabbi Shimon, why did the man taste of everything except for these things? Because they're harmful for nursing mothers. we tell a nursing woman, do not eat garlic or onion because of the baby, as is the analogy of a king found in the Sifri. That's again, Rabbi Shimon, that Rashi is quoting in the Sifri. The Sifri goes on to say that this can be compared to a king of Basar Vadam, that's flesh and blood, who put a tutor in charge of his son. He sat him down and instructed him to say that he doesn't eat any harmful foods, he doesn't drink any harmful drinks. Because of this, the son complains about his father, saying, is it not because he loves me, but because he does not want me to eat? And the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, says that why are cucumbers called kishuim? Because they are kishin, that is, they're harmful as a sword to a person's whole body. One, again, of the complaints that the Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu was that in Mitzrayim we ate for free. And at first glance, again, as I said, it's a pellet. It's really strange. It would appear to me that the food was given to the Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim without having to pay for it. But as we know, they were slaves. If they were paid with anything, it was the fact they had to do back-breaking labor, and then they got to eat. But again, probably they had to pay for it also. So Rashi, however, challenges this interpretation, as we said, that if you want to say that the Mitzrim gave them fish for free, haven't we learned already back in Sefer Shmos that you won't be given any straw? Now, if the straw wasn't given for free, why would they also give them fish for free? So Rashi answers, though, again, what does it mean for free? It means free for Mitzrim. Mizrahi explains that when the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, the Torah had not yet been given, and a person's sustenance from Hashem was not dependent on his mitzvah's observance. So now they complain that they were required by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to have Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem and to observe mitzvahs in order to eat, just to eat. However, the concept that Mizrahi refers to, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu only grants the early and late rains, if in your land at the proper time, if you always heed my commandments, does not appear to be applicable in this particular case, because the complaint was about the man, and man coming from Shemayim was not dependent on rain. And also, at this point, the man was being given to all of Bnei Yisrael, regardless of whether or not they were good people, or they were followers of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We find also that the Dathan and Aviram received man. As an aside, Dathan and Aviram were two of the followers of there were two people who were followers of Korach and his rebellion, but as well they caused lots of problems, as you see Rashi comments in Sefer Shmos in Perek Tez Zayin Pasuk Chaf. What then is the meaning of the Bnei Yisrael's argument that the Mitzrim, they were free from mitzvahs? A further complaint of the Bnei Yisrael was that the man tasted virtually like anything that they wanted, except for certain flavors, the cucumber, watermelon, leek, onion, and garlic. So Rashi explains, again, based on Rabbi Shimon, from the Sifri, why did the man taste like everything except for these things? Because they're harmful for nursing mothers. We can tell it to a nursing mother, don't eat garlic or onion because of the baby. Again, this is from the analogy of Rashi from the Sifri. This prompts a couple of questions. The analogy that Rashi refers to in the Sifri, as well as in the Gemara, states explicitly that these foods are harmful in general to all people. So why does Rashi include that they were harmful only to nursing mothers? And also, in most instances, Rashi doesn't indicate the author's name when he cites a Maimer Chazal, which suggests that Rashi does mention the name of a specific Tana or a Moira for a specific reason, to solve a more subtle question than we might get from a simple understanding. So why, in our case, does Rashi stress this explanation was authored by Rabbi Shimon? An explanation could be as follows. When Rashi writes that the Bnei Yisrael complained that they were free from mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, this was not a complaint about Torah observance in general. For, as we just said, the man was given even to those who didn't keep the mitzvahs. Rather, Rashi's intention here is that the people complained and that there are many mitzvahs involved with the collection of the man. For example, that you can't collect the man from one day to the next, you can't collect them on Shabbos, etc., etc. The people were therefore complaining that in Mitzrayim they could eat the food free from restrictions, whereas now they couldn't. A further complaint was that the man did not taste like cucumbers, watermelons, leeks, onions, or garlic. And as Rashi explained, this would have been harmful to nursing mothers. But Rashi does not cite the interpretation of the Sifri and the Gemara that these foods are harmful to people in general, because the simple pshat, at a simple literal level, that the people would not have begged for something that caused them harm. Nevertheless, Rashi refers to the analogy of the Sifri because of the general principle that an analogy is applicable here. What does appear to be a valid complaint is why all the Bnei Yisrael should be deprived of these five foods just because they're harmful to a miyut, a small minority, meaning nursing mothers here. However, having offered this interpretation, Rashi's concern that the complaint of the Bnei Yisrael is so valid that it deserves an answer. Why did Hashem deprive the Bnei Yisrael of tasting these foods? Out of concern for a small minority. Surely a Kodesh Baruch Hu could have just withheld these flavors of the man from the nursing women and everyone else could have tasted them. To hint at a solution to this, Rashi writes in the name of Rabbi Shimon, as if to say that we should bear in mind that it was Rabbi Shimon who authored this particular explanation, then we will appreciate why the general public might be denied something for the sake of a minority. Rabbi Shimon is famous for saying in the Gemara Masech Sukkah, Mem Hei Amid Beis, I can release the entire world from judgment. Obviously, he understood the tremendous importance of just one individual, since he felt that he personally could save the world. Thus, it's also understood why Rabbi Shimon was considered concerned for the miut, the minority of the nursing women, that they should not see the rest of Bnei Yisrael enjoying flavors of cucumbers, watermelons, leeks, onions, and garlic when they remain deprived. For if a small group had not had to be deprived, argues Rabbi Shimon, then the entire people should be deprived so that they wouldn't even have an extremely remote danger to the minority. You won't have any feelings of jealousy, anything. And we can learn a lot from this concept of so we deprive, it sounds like we're depriving. We deprive the flavor from from everyone because of the sake of the minority. It sounds an extreme, but if we take a closer look, we can see, based again, looking at the teaching of Rabbi Shimon, that we need to feel for other people. They're not able to do something. As a result, we want to be able to say they have no reason to be jealous, to say, I'm going to try to do something I'm not able to do. If no one is able to do something, then no one will be able to say, I am personally deprived. Looking out for even the small minority, while it may not be necessary in all occasions, it's something that we should try to be mindful of. We want to care about other people. We want them to know that we care in every way, shape, and form. And it's a very important thing to do, to be looking out for others so that they shouldn't end up to feel any jealousy towards us. And Mir Tashem, by being so sensitive, we should also take into account that we'll be able to influence others positively. If we're sensitive to others, they'll be, Mir Tashem, sensitive to others, v'chuli v'chuli, just goes on and on. And again, observing Torah and mitzvahs to the best of their abilities. And by doing so, we should, Emir Tashem, speedily see the return of the Bnei Yisrael, the entire Jewish people, to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, here v'yameinu. I wish everyone a good Shabbos, as I get benched.